Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. As you heard earlier today, the Cardinals knocking off the Astros by a score of 4-2. Homestand coming up, 1-4 tomorrow against the Colorado Rockies. We'll have it for you here on KMOX. Our coverage gets underway at 5:50, 6:45 with the first pitch with the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. On the TV side, Chip Carey will be joined by his partner, Brad Thompson, who joins us right now on KMOX. Buddy, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. And good to get a happy flight with this ball club coming back home.
No doubt, Scotty. Thanks for having me, my man. Yes, getting a victory, a much-needed one. Cardinals have been playing better baseball, as we all know, since Mother's Day, but had run into a buzzsaw coming into today. Dropped two to the Phillies, had dropped the first two to the tough Astros team, who I know now after today are 7 games under 500. They got some pitching issues, but they're a very formidable offense, and Miles Michaelis was able to navigate it. So a great win and hopefully a springboard into that Colorado Rockies series.
I really look at it, and we're obviously 2+ months into the season, and I think as advertised, with the big acquisitions, the offseason acquisitions from a pitching standpoint, whether it's Sonny Gray, after missing the first couple of weeks of the season, he has been terrific. Lance Lynn has given you some really good stuff. And the same thing goes with Kyle Gibson. In fact, Kyle Gibson, I think, has been better than what I think most people had anticipated. But the other thing, adding Miles Michaelis to the list is, and we've talked about this, you and I even have on Bally's, is the fact that you're getting length out of your starting rotation. That's so huge, especially right now where it looks like maybe your upper end of your bullpen is run out of gas here a little bit.
No, it's incredibly important. And really, try to think about where this season would be if the Cardinals had not gone out and gotten those three starters. I mean, right now you're looking for who's going to be that fifth guy with the injury to Steven Matz. We've seen Libby with a couple of turns. We've seen two turns with Andre Pallante, the first one great, the second one against the Astros in game two, not so much. But if they had not gone out and got those three guys, they'd have dug themselves a far deeper hole. That rotation has kept them in, and you're absolutely right. I think that most knew what to expect out of Sonny Gray, and so far so good from Sonny, right? 10 starts, a 3 ERA. But I think that what Lance Lynn and what Kyle Gibson have been able to do is huge for this ball club. So they bring that depth like you're talking about. They bring leadership, experience, and edge and attitude. And it almost feels like this Cardinal rotation has a little bit of that, Scotty, that like whatever you can do, I can do better. Yep. Everybody wants to try to one-up the next guy, and it's a friendly competition. Well, it does lead to those innings because you're right. I think that one of the biggest issues for the Cardinals right now and moving forward is the usage at the back end of the bullpen. And I don't fault Ollie and Dusty for using those guys the way that they do because, golly, I mean, that's your blueprint of winning games. It's JoJo Romero, it's Andrew Kittredge, and it's Ryan Helsley to shut it down. You have the lead after 6. You feel really good about things. But those guys can't pitch every day, right? Ryan picks up his 20th save of the season today in Houston. It's a great number for him. I love the way that he's been used, by the way, with just the 9th inning. not extending him for multiple outs. But the workload is going to catch up, as you alluded to. You're starting to see it a little bit, starting to see a down day here or there, or some down stuff, or maybe it's command that is a little bit off. You'd love to be able to build these guys a little bit more room. And the rotation, as you mentioned, Scotty, has a big part in that of being able to eat up some innings, give you some depth. But I believe that the biggest key that's going to save this bullpen is the offense actually doing the things that we believe that this offense can do. We've seen some better days here recently in the last 3 weeks from this offense, but that's how you stay away from that back end of the bullpen, is when you start blowing the doors off the opposition. And unfortunately, the Cardinals just haven't had the firepower to do that too much yet.
To get to the bullpen, Brad Thompson from Bally Sports Midwest, talking Cardinal baseball with him here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX, is Middleton seems like a huge loss. I know you and Ricky and all those guys that were down at spring training for the better part of the whole month plus did nothing but great things to say about him, along with Riley O'Brien. You kind of hope that somewhere along the way he gets into the fold to kind of give the top three a little bit of a break like you're talking about. I know Giovanni Gallegos is trying to get his way back as well, as he's back in the minors trying to get back to the majors. But those are some key figures, I think, that are going to have to help alleviate some of the pressure off, as you mentioned, the top three. And the other one, the guy that I've been impressed with, I don't know about you, Brad, but I really like this Ryan Fernandez that the Cardinals picked up in the offseason.
No question. I'll start with him. I mean, Ryan has looked really good. This is a guy that was a Rule 5 pickup from Boston, and you didn't really know what to expect. Remember early in the season, all right, how is Ollie going to use him? When are they going to deploy him? And now you've seen that role of his grow to be one of those bridge guys to your back end of the bullpen, or if you're down a run or two runs, still a very tight game where you're not going to want to use, though, JoJo, Kittredge, Helsley, obviously without the lead, you can go to Ryan. So he is doing a really good job. He's got swing and miss stuff. He's got over 10 strikeouts for nine right now, the way that he's throwing the ball. Good slider, good fastball, and just poised for a guy that has never been here before. Love what we're seeing. But you're right, going back to the Keenan Middleton injury, it's a huge blow. You went out and spent money on your bullpen because you knew that guy would help you. You knew the combination of his fastball changeup was just difference maker. More swing and miss in that pen, and easily alleviates, if he's healthy, some of that. Maybe that's Kittredge gets a day or two off because Middleton does it. You go back and forth of what that eighth inning looks like in a right-handed lane. That one hurts. As you know, Scott, Riley O'Brien was arguably the most talked about arm in the bullpen in spring training. He's throwing 97 with sink with a sweeping slider off of it from like a high three-quarter slot, and nobody was touching him. So then he gets in one game and he lands on the IL for a couple of months. He's making his way back. So Riley O'Brien is going to be key. And you mentioned Giovanni Gallegos as well. The hope is that heavy workload the last couple of years, maybe getting this opportunity to get healthy, reset on the IL, can bring back some of that swing and miss, specifically on his slider. We saw the fastball velocity go down for Gio before hitting the IL, and that makes his slider, you don't have to honor the heater as much, so you can lay, you know, wait back on that slider if he throws in the strike zone, it was getting hit a bit more. So two key guys that can really take a little pressure off.
Brad Thompson, as we wrap things up with you, and appreciate you joining us here on KMOX. Of course, BT and Chip Carey will be having the coverage on Bally Sports Midwest this weekend of the Cardinals and the Colorado Rockies. Game one is on Thursday. We're seeing, as you kind of alluded to right before we started talking about the bullpen, is the offense coming around. Nolan Gorman really looking good over the last month. But I think the one guy that sticks out to me is Alec Burleson. And I think he is really starting, Brad, and correct me if I'm wrong, to position himself when guys start getting healthy. Are they going to be able to get their spot back, whether it's the outfield or as a DH? Because the way Burley's sitting right now, if this continues, and we know throughout his minor league years with the Cardinals, which was really quick, this guy can just flat out hit, and he might be a very important cog, in my opinion, at least in the middle of their lineup.
The holidays are all about sharing with family, meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scotty, I want everybody to get healthy, and I want them to get healthy quickly. Yep. But there is not an iteration of this Cardinal lineup that is better that doesn't have Alec Burleson in it. You're absolutely right. I mean, this is a guy, he's got high on-base skills. He is a great bat-to-ball, hard contact, level swing, but he can elevate when he needs to. Coming in today, he was hitting 300 since May 12th, had five home runs. As we all know, homered in three straight along with Gorman. Like, this is a guy that takes a big league at-bat. And we saw it in doses last year, but now we're seeing the runway. We're seeing a guy that is getting a chance to play every single day, get those reps, get that timing, get that feel. You know how hard that job is, Scott, when you're a guy like Alec that played every day in high school, played every day in college, played every day in the minor leagues. You get to the big leagues, you're a fourth outfielder, you're a pinch hit option late, and your routine totally changes. Well, he's back into that everyday player routine, and you're seeing it really, really work out for him. You've talked to the staff. I've talked to the staff. Ollie, Turner Ward, the entire offensive staff, they freaking love this guy. They love the skills that we see. They love the makeup behind the scenes. He's just a perfect fit. I think that he brings a personality that a clubhouse really needs. He's lighthearted, but when it's time to work, he works. I feel like he is a real key piece of what you're doing here in 2024.
Brad, always appreciate the time. We will see you this weekend at the ballpark. We'll see if the Cardinals can continue to let it roll. Thank you, BT.
Scotty, anytime, my man.
Brad Thompson joining us here on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line, and I think Alec Burleson has got a bright future from an offensive standpoint. I think that's a keeper, if you will. And the Cardinals obviously are very high on a lot of these young guys. And obviously, we all know the offense started out slow this season. We're starting to see the turn with Gorman, Burleson. Mason Wynn has obviously been a huge surprise. And a real quick story before we go to break as far as Mason Wynn is concerned, because I know he wasn't in the lineup, and he's dealing with back problems. So it's one of those things that the Cardinals are juggling. If you didn't have the back problems, trust me, Ollie Marmol's throwing him out there every day. But I've mentioned this before on the TV side, and if you haven't caught it, talk to a scout. The winter before last at a basketball tournament that I was working at down in Cayman Islands, one of the guys that was working the tournament actually had just finished up working as a scout for the Miami Marlins, and one of his coverage teams was the Cardinals, along with actually the Kansas City Royals, and he covered AA. And at that time, that's when Wynn and Walker were with the Cardinals Springfield AA team. He had nothing but glowing things to say, even with Jordan Walker making the transition to the outfield, said he could cover the ground, this, that, and the other thing, thinks he can hit all kinds of home runs and hit for average. And we know that that's basically what they're working on. He's hitting for average now down in Memphis AAA. It's just a matter of, you know, trying to get the power up and working with the swing a little bit. But the one thing that this scout told me was, you know, Mason Wynn right now, in his estimation, could play in the major leagues. Again, this is two winters ago from a defensive standpoint. He said, Scott, my thing with Wynn is can he hit at this level? And obviously in his rookie season, his full rookie season, obviously got a little taste of it in September, He has been so impressive from an offensive standpoint. I think it has been awesome. And you get in, and these guys will tell you, whether it's a Brad Thompson or an Al Hrabowski, Ricky Horton that I've been have the pleasure to work with, or Jim Edmonds or whoever, and normally you get a book after about a month or so, and they're going to start figuring out ways and different ways to pitch you. And they really haven't gotten the book on Mason Wynn. Mason Wynn has been doing a great job not only just pulling the ball but also taking the ball the other way. He's been spraying the field with his offense, and really one of the top offensive hitters when you look at just straight average for Mason Wynn. And it's been really, really fun to see, and hopefully that bat can get healthy quickly so we don't see as much time missed for Mason, because I think he's a huge part if the Cardinals want to try to get heated up in this race. And with the victory today, two games under 500 at 29-31. Take a break here on Graybar Sports Open Line, and when we come back, we will wrap up the hour. We'll get you a look at some of the scores in Major League Baseball, including the Dodgers and the Pirates. We'll talk about that when we come back on KMOX.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.